With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Merkle Media.
So I'm kind of looking in the same direction of the trajectory of where this splash was. Uh-huh. I happened to look up in the air, and I was in. I could see a mortar dropping out of the sky, and it landed in front of the truck in front of me.
Wow.
Thank God it was a third dud. The first two happened to be mortar duds. This one was the third mortar dud, and it bounced in front of the truck, in front of me, and did one of those roly-poly bounces right past me.
It in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed this plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am your host, Brian Merkel.
And I'm your other host, Brian Shipper. Welcome to the show.
And here we go. This is another fun day. You know, if you have any kind of crazy and wild stories or any kind of conversation you'd like to have about driving, or, you know, if you're on the road a lot, you're spending time on the road, you're a truck driver, you know, shoot us an email. Get a hold of us. Shoot us an email to hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com website. Hit the contact section. You can get a hold of us that way. Ship, what about the voicemail line?
You leave a voicemail at 515-585-MERK. That's 515-585-6375. If you got a short story, 5-10 minutes, you know, leave your voicemail, leave the story, and we'll air it on an upcoming voicemail show. If you have anything longer than that, you should probably get a hold of Jack, and we'll schedule you to be on the show.
That sounds good. Thanks, Chip. And, you know, while you're looking around, while you're doing some shopping, while you're taking a look at things and what's going on in the world around you today, just think about, you know, whether or not you are prepared for an emergency, because we've got them all over the place. And, you know, if you want to take a look at the preparewithhll.com, that's preparewithhll.com. It's My Patriot Supply. They were kind enough to set up a landing page for us. And you can check that out. You can go to there and see the preparedness food that they have. They have a one month supply and a 3 month supply. And along with that, they have all kinds of other stuff you can go shopping for. Right, Chip?
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll last you 25 years.
It will. And if you need it, they have it. Absolutely. Tell them about Buy Me a Coffee, Chip.
Keep us fueled here at buymeacoffee.com/Hammer Lane Legends. Brian runs on the gallons of coffee. I run on Coke and Mountain Dew. So you leave a tip in the virtual tip jar there, and we'd appreciate it very much.
Most definitely. Keep us caffeinated. And to all those who have donated to that, we thank you.
Absolutely.
It is very nice. We actually took a look at the page today, and there's pretty many there, and we just really appreciate all that. Well, Chip, today we're talking to Mr. Lapp, and we're going to have a little conversation with him. Mr. Lapp, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. You can call me Bob.
Okay.
All right, Bob. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Man, how did you get started in the world of truck driving?
Well, I guess entry into the Marine Corps.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for your service.
Most definitely.
You're welcome.
And
I got into the Marine Corps, and I wanted to go into the operation of heavy equipment.
Okay.
And when I got out of the boot camp, they assigned me to truck driving. I said, well, that's okay. And got assigned to Camp Lejeune. Learned how to drive truck. That was pretty cool. And we did some assisted landings down there, run around in a swamp with a 6x. I said, hey, this is pretty cool. And troops and gear on the back of the truck, and said, hey, we got Vietnam going on. Who wants to go?
Kind of an invitation, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Volunteer. Okay. I'll go. So that was an interesting place to go to.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah. And so I was driving a truck over there, and I had several interesting encounters. And while I was there, I was stationed at Da Nang, and we did convoys and went all the way up to the DMZ. And while driving convoys of trucks, up to 200 trucks at a time, and it's like one lane roads, and they have bridges over these little streams or culverts, and they slow you down where it's like 15 miles an hour over the bridge. And out from the area, you have rice paddies. And as you're driving, you're looking around, you're 15 miles an hour, and I see a splash in a rice paddy. I'm thinking, well, it's interesting. I didn't see any water buffalo or wild animals or stuff. And I'm saying, well, I didn't think there was a fish big enough to make that splash out there. And yeah, you know, interesting. I go, what the heck was that?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm driving slow, getting over this bridge, and in a field a little bit closer to me, I see a second splash. I said, huh, no animal, no fish. Okay, so I'm kind of looking in the same direction of trajectory of where this splash was. Uh-huh. I happened to look up in the air, and I was in. I could see a mortar dropping out of the sky, and it landed in front of the truck in front of me.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank God it was a third dud. The first two happened to be mortar duds. This one was the third mortar dud, and it bounced in front of the truck, in front of me, and did one of those roly-poly bounces right past me.
Wow.
And I'm going, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You got that right.
As we're doing this convoy going 15 miles an hour.
Wow.
And I'm going, three duds in a row. Wow. That was something. Yeah, you know, just look up and see this thing coming out of the sky at you.
Oh, my word. I cannot imagine what that feeling has got to be like.
Brown streak.
Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely.
Brown streak.
Yeah.
And I'm there, and it's monsoon season, right? And I've been doing garbage runs to the garbage dump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're in there, and you're running over the garbage. You have no idea what's underneath the tires.
Right.
Okay.
So you finally get finished at the end of the day, and you hobble back after you've already changed one of your rear tires to the front tire so you can make it back to the motor pool.
Oh, there's no road service there for you? You are the road service.
Yeah.
Yeah. With your M14 on the shoulder at the same time.
Right.
Right. You know, looking over your shoulder for what road service is not coming.
Right.
So you get back to the motor pool. It's raining like, well, you can imagine, monsoon. Okay. It's lightning. And there's a small mountain range by the motor pool. And it's lightning and lightning. And I'm out there with my nut buster breaking down the lug nuts and, you know, trying to get them loose so I could get them, change them before I could go back, grab a shower, hit the rack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I could see the lightning hitting the mountain range there, and we're not very far from it. And I'm down. Well, of course, I'm wet. The motor pool's wet. Everything's wet. And the lightning strikes the mountain top. And I'm sitting with the nutcracker. And it hits that mountain top. And I can't see it. But I sure as heck felt it.
I bet you did. Wow.
Ah! And about that time, everything dropped. I said, I'm done.
You're right.
I'm done. If I had popcorn in my hand, I'm sure it would have popped. I'm sure it would have popped. Oh, man. So, good experiences driving truck in Vietnam. I'm driving down around an airport, And when you drive around the airport, there's one strip. And the road going around the end of the airport strip is right at the end of the strip. I mean, road strip. There's nothing in between it.
Okay.
All right. And to get from one side of the airport to the other side, you have to drive around it like that. Because you're driving with projectiles, canisters, bombs, beer.
Yeah, you got to protect that.
You got to protect important things, you know?
Dr. Pepper. And so I'm driving around the end of the strip, and I'm just about at the strip when this jet comes. Phew! By me. No landing gear down, and I'm watching it belly land right in front of me.
Wow.
There's something you don't see every day.
Right. Absolutely.
I guess not.
Yeah, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Wow.
So, as a truck driver, you get to see everybody and everything.
Yeah.
And I saw my mechanic from Camp Lejeune over there. It was getting to be 4th of July. Hey, Bob, what are you doing? Hey, all right, this is cool. We're really getting along fine. And he says, I'm building a go-kart. We're going to have go-kart races for 4th of July. Ah, cool. He says, but I need wheels for it. Oh, what do you need? I need wheels. Oh, okay. All right. I know where there's some civilian guys building some gas towers. I think I need some wheelbarrow wheels. Oh, okay. Boom. So I grab my truck and I start running. And I go over to Camp Chinchaw Navy Base. And I'm assigned to haul some stuff for the PX. So I get over there and I happen to be hauling a beer run for the PX.
Uh-huh.
And I see this broken pallet of beer. So they put on all the good pallets. I say, see that broken pallet? Put that one on last. So on my way to the PX, I go by the R&R broken, where all the broken vehicles are and stuff. Well, I know a guy who needed parts for a Jeep.
It's wheeling and dealing, yes, here.
So I go by the lot. I said, I know a guy needs parts for a Jeep. He said, what do you got? Well, I got several cases of beer in the back.
Couple of them are open.
Yeah. So that busted pallet, couple cases of beer fell out. Yeah. You know? Okay. Who counts a couple cases of beer on a broken pallet?
Right.
They
right.
fall off. So a couple cases of beer go there. I will go over to the guy that needed the Jeep parts was from the construction company. I told him he could go over to the lot, pick up his Jeep parts, and he throws in four brand new wheelbarrows in the back of my truck.
I knew it.
So I take the brand new wheelbarrows over to my buddy, the mechanic. He goes, I just wanted the wheels. I said, well, you're going to get the wheelbarrows with it, so take them. So he's got four brand new wheelbarrows for his go-kart for the 4th of July go-kart race.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. So over there, you learn to wheel and deal to get what you need.
Right.
Even for your own company, for paint, for the truck, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
You know, but I'll tell you, driving in Vietnam was a whole different deal than driving in the States. I drove 3,500 gallon oil trucks for home delivery of fuel oil.
Mm-hmm.
And delivery in Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
There's a whole. Oh, yeah. Allentown.
Really?
Yes.
Runs up by where we are.
Yeah. It's right around where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. I come from Allentown.
Oh, okay. Look at that. We're talking to a hometown hero. How
about it?
Catasauqua.
Yes. Know right where you're talking.
Yes, sir. I married a girl from Caddy.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Well, good for you.
That's like, well, I don't know about that, but just don't tell her I said that.
And, well, it's interesting because, you know, when you get out of a truck, the first thing you do is truck your wheel.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
Right? Right. So, ice, snow, you know the hill.
Yes.
Okay. You know the hill?
Most definitely.
So you get out of your truck, you're on a hill, you chalk your tires with your chalks that got the studs on them.
Right. The ice grip.
And your truck. Yeah, your truck is still going backwards.
Right. I knew that's where this was going.
Not a good thing.
But at least you can say the wheels were chalked.
Yeah. So now, what do you do? You run up, you jump in your truck, you hit the brakes. Well, guess what?
You're still going.
You're getting good. You're still going backwards. You all know about that.
Yep. Oh, too well.
So you're sliding and sliding, and you finally get to the bottom of the hill. And you say, how am I going to deliver this? You call station, and they say, guess what? You're not. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got that right.
You wait for another day.
Right.
And so another day goes by, and I'm delivering up in Allentown by Hessard.
Okay.
And you know how 9th Street, it's always crowded on both sides.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm delivering. I finished fueling up, and I'm getting ready to go. And that little fuel pump cylinder in the back explodes. And now, like a farmer delivering fertilizer on the field.
Right.
The fuel hour is delivering fuel on 9th.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Right. And down the street, and I go, oh my God. I got fuel oil going all over the damn place.
Wow.
Trying to get out of the truck, find the main fuel shutoff valve. Oh, driving truck is fun, isn't it?
That's what they tell me. I'm waiting for the day when it becomes fun again.
Oh, drive postal truck, right? So you're in a little Jeep, and you got to deliver a package to the house. And you're looking out the window, and you see this pit bull. And he's just looking at you, and he's about a block away. And you're sitting in front of this house. So you get out, and you walk up to the door, deliver the package, turn around, start walking to your truck. And about this time, the pit bull's halfway to you.
Now that sounds exciting.
You walk back to the house. No, you don't walk. You run.
Yes.
Pick up the pace.
You're banging on the door like hell. Hoping somebody's inside going to answer the door. No, they're not. You're running back to your Jeep as your door is open. You run. You dive into the Jeep. You smack your head on the top door rail.
Oh.
As it's flinging your head back, cramming your head, neck against your back. getting in the Jeep, and the dog is outside there, salivating, barking like hell. They're trying to play, and the door shut. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Never a dull moment with you, huh?
Never. Oh. Okay. Back to 6x in Da Nang.
Uh-huh.
They load 2 1,000-pound bombs in the center of your truck. No tie-downs.
Nice.
Right. So you're driving to the airport real slow.
Yeah.
I got one corner I got to take. Very slow. So you're taking the steering wheel, inching it around this corner. I mean, you're really inching it. Really slow. And all of a sudden you hear this sandy slide. And all of a sudden, the truck is starting to lean.
Uh-oh.
Rapidly. To the side. And boom. And your truck is leaning, listing drastically to the side. And you're going, don't fall over. Don't fall over. I got 2 1,000-pound bombs on the back. Do not fall over. That truck did not fall over. Thank God.
Oh, how about it?
You talk about another brown stain.
Yes, sir. Man, oh, man.
Sounds like you earned your stripes.
I did get my stripes, yes.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, Vietnam's a very interesting place. And I can tell you, I was not an intelligent driver. I'm loaded with projectiles and canisters, and I'm up at a ammo dome. Now, every now and then, they shoot off a mortar with illumination grenades or projectiles to harass anybody outside the ammo dump, right?
Okay.
And I was at a mortar school, and they said, anytime you have a lopsided mortar go off, you will know it. It goes, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. You will hear it sound lopsided.
Huh.
And when it comes down, you will know it also. Okay. So we're outside our truck bullshitting with each other, driver, until we get unloaded. And we hear the mortar, and it goes, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. So we lopsided. Okay. So we didn't know whether it was a illumination mortar or whether it was a boom boom type mortar.
Right.
Right. So we're trying to hear where it's coming down. Well, where it's coming down is not close to us. So it comes down and it goes plump. Yay! It was not a boom boom, not a boom boom mortar. Right. But where we took cover, I took cover under my truck. I think about this. Not knowing where it's coming down, didn't know what kind of mortar it was.
Right.
And I hide under my truck full of projectiles and cannons.
Right. Whoops.
But I'll tell you. Oh, and what I just call it, compound for projectiles and, come on, where was I?
Different compound.
Yeah. So I take my 6x in there and get out, put down my guardrails and I see this big old ugly four-wheel drive forklift coming over to the side of my truck. And this is the first time I'm up at a weaponry compound.
Okay.
And as it's coming over and getting closer, I hear all this clink, clink, and clank, clank. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with that forklift? It sounds like the drive shaft's bad. And it's at nighttime, so you really don't see too much until the forklift's getting closer and he's got the lights on the front of it. I'm looking down, and here's all these projectiles that had dropped off other trucks and stuff. And he's just driving over all these projectiles like it's nothing.
Wow. Like it's a stone driveway.
What the hell's going on here? You know, of course, they didn't have the fuses in them, but I'm looking down. It's like a projectile road. Yeah, I'm new there. I'm going, thanks a lot, guys. This don't make me feel happy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was some of the experiences of Vietnam, the road as being a truck driver over there, you know, some of my first experiences. You know, I had a bad experience over there that put me in my PTSD, and I really can't go there with you guys, but
okay.
It run there with me, and it keeps there with me the rest of my life.
Mm.
And it's really bad. And I ask God for blessings every day to help me with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I totally understand that.
Yeah. So the rest of my life, I spent driving truck, going to and from jobs, and had plenty of experiences with that. And then the postal service, delivery with that, you know, driving most of my life one way or another. So now that I'm retired, I have a good life. I drive a three-wheel motorcycle.
Nice.
Good for
hey,
you.
Hey, I don't complain on that one. It's got heating and air conditioning.
Absolutely.
Cruise control.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. How long were you in Vietnam? Were you there for a tour? Is that like I don't know how long they were. Is that a year or
13 months?
13 months. That's a long time to be there. It's a long time to be in a place like that.
Yeah, you know, one of our drivers on duty so long that he fell asleep on mountain convoy and run off the road.
Wow.
So it can be rough on guys over there.
Yeah, most definitely. I believe it.
We had one guy, he hit a bomb in a road, busted his eardrum, threw up his truck.
Wow.
Next week, he went out to the same place in the frickin' road, blew up another truck, same damn place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, didn't hurt him or anything except, you know, his ears again.
Yeah.
Right.
That's bad enough. Thank God for that.
Yeah. I had a lieutenant. We're going out just to look at where our tank got blew up in the road.
Mm-hmm.
A brand new lieutenant. Yeah. And we're out there. He's looking at this hole. There's nothing else around for miles. You couldn't see anybody. Except somebody out in the field way away.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my rifle in a plastic bag, covered up so dust don't get on it. And he's looking at me. He says, where's your rifle? I said, in that bag. He says, why is it in a bag? I said, nobody out here is going to be shooting at me. Well, what about that person over there? That person don't have a gun. Boot lieutenant. Come in drunk one night at 10 o'clock and hold the rifle inspection. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
The stuff you have to put up.
Ain't it the truth?
Ain't it the truth, yeah. So my son's a driver, too.
Right, right. So, here in the States, you said you worked for the Postal Service, and then you did all kinds of other truck driving stuff. You started driving in the 60s, and you when did you retire?
2002.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. I was lucky. I was one of those I could get out at, what was it, 55 and 20?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's 5 years, only 20 years.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, bought my military time. And I just looked out. I fell into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
married most beautiful wife in the world.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's the important stuff.
It is. That's the stuff.
So, I've had an up and down life, and right now, everything's beautiful.
That's great. That is great. When you driving here in the States, when you were driving truck, were you over the road or were you an LTL carrier? Or how did that work for you when you transitioned from the military over to the States?
Well, mostly I was doing mechanical type work.
Okay.
Well, after delivering oil. I did mechanical work, service work. So it was small truck driving. I didn't do anything big after that.
Okay. I imagine that
was on the road.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that, so were you delivering parts or were you servicing trucks or what, or, you know, vehicles or whatever? Is that what you were doing?
I did parts delivery. Over the road. I didn't like it, being responsible for monies. After that, I did service work, mostly, where I go out, service equipment. Then I wired houses, doing electrical wiring.
Wow.
Building houses.
Right. So you got away from the driving altogether, which isn't a bad thing at all.
Nope.
No, except driving from the shop to building sites.
Sure, right.
Sure. It's a fun job. What we do, the driving truck and all that it's a fun job. It's an interesting job. It's not as much fun anymore as it used to be. I think Ship would agree with that. Things have, just kind of changed a lot over the years. And it's a different world. The driving aspect of it is, we both drive at night. We both do line haul and, just what we see on the road. And, like last night, it's just road construction after road construction. It's Pennsylvania. So it's, road construction season, and, it just has lost the fun.
They actually have road construction in Pennsylvania.
I know, right? Is there any road that they're not working on?
Well, let's put you this way. If you're familiar, you said you delivered in the Allentown area. 22 is the same. It hasn't changed.
That's a killer road.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
And the turnpike.
Yes.
Yes.
They put in an income tax to improve it. And every year that I go back, I left in, when did they first start the state tax?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's when I left.
And that was like mid-70s, I think, no?
Yeah, 76.
Okay, yeah. Right around the bicentennial.
Right.
I left because of that.
I don't blame you.
This is ridiculous. And the roads are the same.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It is perpetual construction anymore. It's like, you know, springtime comes and the cones pop up because they planted them early. And, you know, they grow into barrels and it's crazy. And they just leave them in the middle of the road. You know, it's just that's how it is. It's just this perpetual construction going on. And it just, I don't know. Well, last night was one of those was one of those nights, you know. Friday night, it's a, you know, Father's Day weekend, and here you are, you know, you're sitting in traffic because they're doing road construction here, and then 20 miles down the road, they're doing road construction there, and then 10 miles down the road, they're doing road construction there. Am I right, Chip?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it was just one of those nights, you know. You just could not get around it.
Yeah.
If they would have been built right in the 50s and not by Marconi and Berlusconi, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, one of the things that amazes me about that is that it's like when they built these roads, they didn't plan for expansion. They didn't plan for an increase in traffic. They didn't plan for it's like I don't know. Did they figure the country was never going to get any bigger? This was as big as it was going to get. No more population.
Well, no, they just figured this car thing wasn't going to take off.
It just wasn't really popular. You know, some of this newfangled stuff. You know, it's just not going to go anywhere.
Right.
Oh my. Yeah, I know. Hey, thank you. I love you guys, and if you ever had to ride in Florida, you would like it.
Oh, I've been down there.
I mean, we're constantly under construction, too.
Yeah, but that's different down there. I'll tell you what. That is a whole different ball of wax as far as them doing construction on a road. And when they do it, it's done, and it is... It's as what you can land planes on those roads because they make them wide.
Yeah.
I give them that.
Yeah, they do. They do. And when it's done and it lasts.
Yeah. Well, you know, my brother lives down Florida there, and he, you know, I come down there and I look around and, you know, they're laying the base down and everything. And I said to him, the difference between the roads in Florida and the roads up here, you know, they don't have the frost, you know, they don't have the heaving, you know, the movement of the,
Yeah.
So that's why they can, their roads, when they lay them down, they're actually smooth.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, the thing is, those roads were never built correctly in the first place.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
On and off ramps are ridiculous in Pennsylvania. They're so short. You know, now they're going around and, you know, some of them they're changing. It's like this weird configuration. And I never understood that. I mean, like out where I live out in a little, you know, little town, Shoemakersville. And it's just south of Hamburg. What's that?
I love Shoemakersville.
Awesome. Somebody knows where Shoemakersville is besides me and Chip.
And there's a good little fishing hole up there.
Where's it at? Do tell.
There's a little dam up there.
Kircher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good bass in there.
Yeah.
Awesome. I will be checking that out. But it's like, you know, when I go to get on the highway, when I go to get on 78 from 61, going into work or whatever, the ramp that you take is so short. The curve ends right at the highway. And it's like, you're supposed to try and, you know, look for a spot to come out and pick up speed where?
Well, again,
which now they're fixing. Right. Now they're putting an extra lane on the bridge. But it's like, you know, this has been this way since they built 70. It's like, who thought of this? You know, what engineer came up with these ideas? You know, that's one of the things I don't understand.
Well, that's like the Lehigh Turnpike where it comes off there and gets 122.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
You got it. That's exactly right. And PA is one of the few states that's like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Say yes, that we didn't have to say it.
No, but it does.
everybody hears the show and they're bitching about the road again, this and that. Well, this guy doesn't live here and he knows.
Yes, he did live here
and that's why he left.
That's why, yes.
One of the reasons.
I lived out by the ABE airport,
right,
on Race Street.
Yeah. Yep. That's awesome.
You know, they kept building that runway closer and closer to Race Street.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know where the landing towers are?
Right. I'm with you.
You know where the closest one to Race Street?
Yes. Yeah.
That's where my house used to be.
Wow. Okay.
That used to be.
Lowest. Right.
Yeah. Used to.
Used to be. I remember back when the plane hit the house over there in Caddy. He shortened the runway right in the back there.
I'm going to tell you other stories not related to truck driving.
That's okay. Go for it.
Go for it.
I could sit in the bathroom and watch and look in the airplane and see the pilot in the airplane. As they were landing.
Right.
At that house.
Wow. That is close. That is close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. As kids, we were not allowed to fly kites in our backyard.
Yeah.
Wow. No kidding. I didn't know that. Wow.
Well, think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does. But I just, you know, it's one of those things that you just don't think about, but wow.
Have you been back up here lately?
No, but I think I might make it up there this year.
Well, let me let you in on a little secret. When you come up Race Street now and you go make the right on, was that Willowbrook Farm Road?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You're going to see Little Memphis with FedEx.
Yes.
You know, right. And you know where you're talking about, where that runway looks like it was going to come over Race Street?
Yes.
Well, you know, in my years of being here, I think that runway is going to eventually, they're going to make a taxi. They're going to make that a bridge that they can taxi planes over to FedEx.
They'll tunnel over it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you Race Street actually looks like Race Street now looks like what Airport Road looked like in the 70s, and Airport Road now looks like
unrecognizable.
Yeah, it is. I was on it. It's four or five lanes going towards 22, and three coming north.
Yeah.
Now it's it's a 7-lane highway in front of the airport now.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. Holy schmoly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is. That's why I moved away from Allentown.
Yeah. But yet Route 22 is no wider than it was when you were here.
Neither is 78.
Neither is 78.
So yeah, there you go. That should tell you.
But you can immediately get in and out of the airport. But then you're in a traffic jam.
Yes, exactly. From that point.
I'm afraid to drive over some of those bridges.
Oh, come on. They don't all fall. That's only out in Pittsburgh.
Wow. You guys are right.
If you go fast enough, you could probably jump it.
My motorcycles only have the weight of a car.
There right. You go. That'll carry you.
Right. That's it. Just
maybe
hit
I'll put wings on it, like
right. Get your buddy there to have those two wheelbarrow ends there, and just flip out the barrels there. You got your wings.
Oh yeah, that's freaking hilarious.
How long did you deliver oil for?
Oh, about 3 years.
Over three? Okay. Yes. Yeah. So you had the change of the seasons there. The winter, spring.
Winter, spring.
Right.
Deliver oil in the winter and brush the burners in the summer.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
Wow.
It was an interesting job. You know, in the winter, you got the snow and ice. And luckily, I worked for a great owner. Safety first, gentlemen. I don't care about delivery. Safety first.
That's
nice.
That's awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yep.
Real good guy.
Yep. That is fantastic. Is he still in business here? Do you know?
Yes, he is.
Really?
Wow. Who was it, if we can ask?
Holtzman out of Emmaus.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun when you actually get a chance to talk to somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like going down memory lane.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they have the yellow they have yellow trucks, or their paint scheme's yellow and red now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, look at that, man.
You're amazing.
I don't remember much, but stupid stuff like this, I got them. Yes. I can't operate my iPhone.
Apparently.
I used to work at Mack Truck in Emmaus, in Macungie.
In the Macungie, yes. Okay. Yes, 18064 now.
Macungie.
Yes.
I got to say it right.
That's
my
it.
My track didn't come out.
Yes, sir. Yes. Macungie.
That's it.
Macungie.
How long did you work there? How long were you at Mack?
Oh, about 3 years.
Nice.
Maroon and white. These are the colors for rich people. Really high.
There you go. You know, my sister-in-law used to say that all the time. And I was like, where did that even? She goes, "What? That's what they used to say in Lehighton." I'm like, really? Wow. Oh, that's my great. Father,
what was his? Ring Filoni, ring Filoni. Aye.
Oh, being in Florida has not hindered you at all. No, it is. That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
That's the only thing I miss down here is ring baloney.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, we can get some shipped down to you.
Yes, we can. Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic.
But look at it this way. You don't have to worry about shoveling snow anymore. You know, your winters are 68 degrees.
Yeah.
Would you believe it? I actually have seen snow flurries here in DeLand.
Oh, you're over in DeLand. Okay. I know right where this guy is.
You know where this guy is.
Yes, I know where this guy is.
I gone from a Bob to this guy.
I know, right? I was thinking the exact same thing, Bob. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, I didn't mean anything by it, but I know
where this guy is.
I get proximity, and you know, it's like I'm talking to a neighbor for crying out loud.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, my brother lives over on the coast, on the East Coast there, over in Palm City, West Palm.
On the East Coast, it's West Palm on the East Coast.
Well, yeah. West,
just being a jerk.
Oh.
I know where that is, yeah.
Yeah, because I've done the trip across the Alligator Alley, too, because, you know, my wife wanted to go over to Tampa. So, you know, it was a fun little jaunt there.
That is quite a jaunt.
She says, it doesn't look that far. I said, no, it's not that far. Strap in. Let's go.
It's not that far.
It's only an inch from the map.
Right.
Exactly. Wow. We're actually talking to somebody who knows what a map is. Yes. You know, it doesn't use a GPS.
My butt. Yeah. Alligator Alley, huh?
Yeah. And what was the other one? Orange Blossom Highway. Yeah, I think that was
OBC.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
Tampa.
Yep, we went through Tampa. She actually picked up one of those. I don't know if you've seen them down there, but years ago they used to ride around those trikes. They called them. And she had a hot nut. She had to have one of them. We literally drove from Pennsylvania, detoured, went to Tampa, and then came back across Alligator Alley back over to my brother.
Wow.
I showed up at his house, and he says, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I just stopped by to pick up this bike thing.
We just went out for a ride, you know." Thought we'd wind up in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's...
Still drinking my decaf coffee.
There you yes. go. At least it's coffee. Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't drink anymore.
Well, you don't drink no less either.
No, I don't drink anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
No good for you.
Ain't that the truth?
Well,
it usually doesn't lead to anything good if you drink too much. So,
in moderation.
There you go, Ship. All things in moderation, right?
That's
absolutely. However, I am legal in Florida to smoke.
Ah, that kind of smoke.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sounds like you might have partaken in it.
From Vietnam to smoking in Florida.
Why is that so happy?
Well, we're getting close. We just have to jump over the bridge, over the free bridge in Easton to go get our pot now.
Is that still free?
Yeah.
Yeah, the free bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
The free bridge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
I think it should be legal. No.
That is funny.
Let me clear my throat on that.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
So, any other kind of stories you have there while we're off the railroad tracks here?
Well, we don't need to talk about wheels running away. Everybody sees those.
Did that right? happen to you?
No.
You just saw it?
No. Well, yeah, but I guess everybody sees those.
Yes.
Bounce down the road. Yeah.
Yes, you do. That I does happen.
Me, you know?
Amen to that.
Here it comes.
Yep. Oh,
there it goes.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, there's the lopsided car that it came off of.
I was a driver of a straight truck that lost the back set of wheels on a straight truck. You know, Goodyear had just put the tires on that day, and that night coming down by Alamuchi on Route 80 there near Hackettstown. All of a sudden, the truck leaned, and there went the set.
Wow.
right off the road, hit the center divider, and then came back and went all the way across the highway.
Wow.
And when I called the company that I worked for at the time, their answer was, "Can you get the tires?" They're down a gully, and you think they weigh 3 pounds? No.
This is not a car tire.
Call me a tow truck.
not my...
Yeah. Right.
There you go. Exactly.
I said to the guy, if I lost the tires, what makes you think there's studs on the back end there to put new tires on?
Right.
Yeah.
Just staying.
Just a thought.
What are we going to do? Stick it on with bubble gum?
Wire ties.
This will hold, yes. Yep.
Duct tape them. That'll do it.
Yeah, that was a freaky ride.
Oh, I bet it was. Holy cow.
The only other thing I can think of is hope you guys didn't have any experiences with inflating tires and them going up on you.
No, sir. I have not. Thank God for that.
My cousin had one go up on him.
Wow.
Damn near blinded him.
Really?
Yeah. You know, had to go to the hospital right away and get all those tire beads out of his face.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was,
they're nasty.
Yeah, that was was a big truck tire.
Yeah, big truck tire.
Wow.
You know, those rings will cut you in half.
Yeah.
Oh my word, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's about all my trucking stuff for today.
Okay.
Well, that was a very interesting conversation, Bob, and we really do appreciate it. We appreciate you coming on and sharing, some of your experiences with us. It's kind of neat to talk to somebody who was driving back in the 60s and the 70s. You know, I mean, from my perspective, you know, I started in the 90s, and I don't know when Chip started. He's been driving forever, so I don't know.
Since the dawn of dirt.
There you go. Since the wheel was invented.
Right.
So, but it was really interesting to talk with you, Bob. And we appreciate your time. It was really kind of you to come on and talk with us.
Thank you.
No problem. Then, like I said, I really, really enjoyed the conversation of a fellow, you know.
Yeah. A fellow Pennsylvanian.
Fellow Pennsylvanian, for sure.
who has migrated south.
Right.
Who got the heck out of Dodge. Smart move.
Das ist gut.
Das ist gut, yes.
Yeah. You got that right.
Oh.
Hello, Pennsylvania, Dutch.
Yes, sir.
Nick Spesser.
What do they say? If you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Bob, thank you so much. And you take care of yourself, and you have yourself a happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. And may all you gentlemen have a good Father's Day also.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Yep. You take
care. Have a great day.
Thank
take
you
care.
Very much. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's the show, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it. As Ship is taking off his headphones, going, okay, we're all done. Oh, yeah.
No, I was just readjusting.
That's what it was. Yes, of course. Well, we hope you enjoyed the conversation that we had with Bob. He was actually really nice, a really, really nice guy. And we appreciate his time. And we appreciate your time. Thank you for listening to the show, for choosing us among all the other millions, literally millions of podcasts that are out there. We appreciate you listening to us. And if you enjoyed the show, Ship, what can they do?
You share the show with a friend, share it with your enemies, share it with everybody. Just share the show.
Share it. Share it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And and if you know anybody who drives, share the show with them and try and talk them into coming on. You know, the more we share the show, the more it gets out there. And also do us a favor. If you have an opportunity to go on... on your podcast catcher, and if you can rate the show and leave a comment, leave a review of the show, it would be much appreciated. The more ratings we get, the more the show moves up the podcast list there, and the more visibility we get. So we just appreciate you if you do that. And once again, thank you for everybody who has donated to Buy Me a Coffee. We really do appreciate that. It's awesome that you enjoy the show enough. And we have read through the comments. We were looking at the comments that were there. And it's just really nice. It actually feels really good to know that people are out there and enjoying the show. And we appreciate you all. We really do. And for all you fathers out there, well, you know, by the time you hear this, it won't be Father's Day. But I hope you've had a happy Father's Day. You all take care.
Have a great night.
Keep the hammer down.
In the hammer lane.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.